Conductor Maren Alsop is in Dayton this week, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Dayton Peace Accords by conducting both the Dayton Philharmonic and the Sarajevo Philharmonic in a concert for peace at the Schuster Center. I'm Larica Russell with Arts Focus, and here is part two of my conversation with Maren Alsop. You are the first woman to be appointed music director of a major American symphony. When that first happened, was it a blessing or a curse?
Yeah, it depends on what day you ask me, I think. You know, if you've seen the documentary, you know it was probably both. I think it's always a challenge to be the first, because the kind of scrutiny, it goes beyond just one's capabilities. You know, there are all kinds of other agendi in play. But, you know, I'm very proud to have been the first, and I'm very pleased that I, you know, endured and took the job with the Baltimore Symphony, because for the 14 years I was music director, there was not one other woman in the top 25 orchestras. Now there's one, Natalie Stutzman in Atlanta, but that's it.
And Joanne Folletta was quite the pioneer, too.
She's been with the Buffalo Philharmonic. She was there before I got the Baltimore Symphony job. I think it was not at the time a full-time major orchestra, so that was the distinction. But Joanne, I think, has just extended her contract, which will bring her to something like 29 years as music director in Buffalo. So, I, you know, go Joanne, all about it.
And during your time in Baltimore, you created a really great program for kids. Tell me about that.
I did. I started a program in West Baltimore with 30 first graders, and we called it Orchestra Kids or Orchids. It's grown exponentially, and today we have well over 2,000 kids playing musical instruments. It's fantastic.
You're conducting both the Sarajevo Philharmonic and the Dayton Philharmonic at the Schuster Center. Have you ever conducted the Sarajevo Philharmonic before?
I have not.
So you'll be conducting both orchestras for the first time.
Yeah, it's a, you know, blind date all around.
What do you hope the audience will take home with them after they hear this concert for peace at the Schuster Center here in Dayton?
Music is a unifier and obviously transcends any kind of spoken language and connects us on a very fundamental human level. The idea of calling it a concert for peace, I mean, it's very specifically a concert celebrating the peace agreement that was made and signed in Dayton in 1995. You know, it reminds us that today we have these same kind of tensions in the world, and they require the same kind of attention and efforts to resolve. So maybe it will give us more courage to continue to try to be peacemakers in the world.
Conductor Maren Alsop will lead the Dayton Philharmonic and the Sarajevo Philharmonic tonight at the Schuster Center in a concert for peace, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Dayton Peace Accords. Get more details at daytonlive.org. I'm Larica Russell. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.